Okay, and this is the afternoon lecture of February 3rd. We're going to do a little bit of work on case patch-up today. I mean, just that, no more. Also, a few tricks of the trade and so forth. Your activity in auditing must take into account auditing. Auditing is a specialized action. It has not happened before to the individual. It lays in a peculiarity of behavior pattern all of its own, which occasionally, when derailed, can interrupt the progress of his case somewhat. It's not difficult to patch up, but it is something which has to be patched up as itself. Now, the reason it has to be patched up as itself is simply because it is not comparable, actually, to his behavior pattern normally. Therefore, it's a new type of lock and so forth. It doesn't fit into any particular category except auditing. It comes right close to the business of livingness, and as such, sort of lays in a little abrupt, short curve or pattern of the entire track, and it can lay that in quite abruptly. Now, auditing stirs up automaticities. And as an auditor, you have to know how to handle automaticities. And this is the main thing that auditing stirs up and throws into action. Let's take some pre-clear. Doesn't work well. We ask him, all right, have you been audited before? Now, this is an inevitable question. It's a question you must ask. Have you ever been audited before? And he says, yes, Jerry Switzbottom out in Pocokamuck, which is, he was a graduate of the Dianetics Ramphadoodle Foundation, and he ran Spooferino procedure on me, and this is where you get the BAMs going into the CETAs, and so forth. And you say, well, is that what that funny hitch is when you walk? And he said, well, I have been doing that ever since. I keep bamming my CETA all the time. And you must handle this quite routinely. Routinely. This fellow, somebody's been fooling around with his mind. Well, the same way, psychoanalysis is its own pattern. And somebody's been fooling around with somebody's mind very often, but not ordinarily, because it wasn't very serious. It didn't have much effectiveness, we'll have to handle psychoanalysis in the same way. Well, some auditors' ideas of auditing are peculiar, to say the least, and when they even track in close to an actual process, they will sometimes kick in and out funny and weird things that wouldn't ordinarily have occurred to the individual. Therefore, you must ask the question, which is the only point I am trying to make, have you been audited before? And whatever he says, you must realize that he has had some sort of, if he's been audited well, all right, I mean, he's up. But if he hasn't, it may take him a few minutes to recall his auditors. The worst auditor will be buried the deepest. Now, just take that and put it down there in good and black as far as your handling of pre-clear is concerned. The worst auditors buried the deepest. Now, one of the ways to do this, if you exteriorize the fellow and he doesn't seem to be making much progress in a hurry, is to suspect on this order if you haven't routinely asked the question, and you just chase him around to all the auditing rooms. And he said he was audited 3 times earlier in 3 different rooms. That's fine. Then you can expect the 4th room to show up, and the 5th, and the 6th, and the 7th, and the 8th, and the 9th, and the 10th. And we go on in this fashion, and on and on and on, and we sometimes have to boost it if we're not doing change of space auditing. If the fellow isn't exteriorized, if you're not exteriorized, you don't do change of space auditing. We could run it out, well, give me 3 auditors that are not auditing you at the moment. You saw a demonstration of this here one day by me. Give me 3 auditors who aren't auditing you right now. Give me 3 pre-clears that you are not auditing right now. Let's get another auditor and get 3 pre-clears he's not auditing right now. And we just beat it back and forth with straight wire. And it took, in that instance, I suppose it took about 15 minutes to show up the auditor who was stopping the case. You see? There was an unreality there. an invalidation or something of the sort, we don't care what, but all of a sudden the auditor showed up and the preacher felt better, started to work again. All right, this isn't saying it's bad to have had a lot of auditors or something of the sort. An auditor's breaks can be very easily remedied today. The point we have to make is, for God's sakes, remedy them. Ran into one pre-clear in the second unit. She'd gone along 2 weeks, made absolutely no progress whatsoever, was falling all over herself, stumbling, walking in a hole, and getting ready to jump. And I finally asked her one day, I said, what's the matter with your case? And she said, well, I don't know. It just hasn't worked well for quite a while. How long? I said, well, for quite a while. How long hasn't it worked well? Well, quite a while. It hadn't worked well for several months. And so, well, what happened to you before it started to work badly? Well, this is a new thought to her. Something might happen to her. And auditor, you know what, Fogg? And, by the way, she'd been audited by auditors for a couple of weeks. Nobody'd ever asked her anything like this. Nobody ever thought it was strange for a pre-clear not to get a change in an hour's auditing. You guys still haven't changed your sights on that. You still think that it takes about 2 months or 2 weeks or 18 hours a day for a year or something. It's not true. All right? It's just asking the right question, using the right technique at the right time. And your case will roll. All right. She said, well, now let me see. Let me see. Well, I said, do you exteriorize it all? And she said, yes. I said, well, drop over at the office. And she dropped over at the office. And I said, all right, let's hit the first room in which you were audited. Okay, you know, be 3 feet back of your head and be in the first room where you were audited, and I'll be in the second room where you were audited, and I'll be the third and the fourth. All right, I'll be in the first room again, and the second and the third, and I'll be in the first room, and the second and the third, and be here. First room, second and third, and here. First room, second, third. She says, gee whiz, there's 5, 6, 7, and 8 here. So I said, all right, I'll be in those rooms consecutively, and then be here. And wait a minute, I haven't got the right first room. It's another room that's number one. I was audited once before that. No, twice. I was audited before. I was audited about, I don't know, a lot of times before that back in Dianetics, and I'd forgotten all about that. We'll be in the first one of those rooms. Okay, be in the next one, 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 be here. Be in the first one of those rooms again. It's a new first one. All right. The next room, and here. And all of a sudden she says, wait a minute. She says, about 2.5 months ago, somebody was trying to use negative exteriorization on me. Try not to be 3 feet back of your head. And she said, I'd had a very bad night and a hangover the next morning. I'd just forgotten this incident entirely. And she says, you know, I kind of have the feeling like I've been trying not to be 3 feet back of my head ever since, because I got all mixed up on it. It was very easy for me to be 3 feet back of my head. Wouldn't the auditor tell me to be try not to be 3 feet back of my head? Why, of course, I wouldn't be 3 feet back of my head. And this got the auditor very upset, because I should have been 3 feet back of my head when I was trying not to be, and it got me very upset. And before we went on with a long dissertation of this, he said, be in the first room of your audit, to the second room of your audit, the third room, fourth room, and all of a sudden an attempted rape showed up. This had been forgotten utterly. So we chased her around through the various rooms, chased her around again and again and again. To hell with the significance. Let's get those areas of the messed universe cleaned up and into present time. That's all we're trying to do. If you used that, if you could get a person just vaguely out of his head and started to do change of space auditing, first on light things and then on heavier things, you'd eventually clean up all the areas of the messed universe. It's one of these, like many of these processes, an all process. If you could just sneak them out and they were still saying what wall, you could still chase them around to these various places in the messed universe where they'd have difficulty. Everywhere is out of present time, but where the pre-clear is. Well, you get everything in the present time, including where the pre-clear is, and of course you've got an operating Thetan. I mean, it's a good definition as any. It's a good mechanical definition. It's usable. All right. We went round and round with this character, and I audited her on this, I will say, for about 1.25 hours. But the last half hour I spent exclusively on being various spaces. Be the space back of your body, be the space of your body, be the space of the room, and so on. And the last part of the session, I kicked out an automatic machine that was turning things gray. Kicked that out, and perception turned on very full. and the case was rolling on down the line like a freight train. Well, what was so confoundedly clever that I did, huh? I want to ask that question. What was so strange and new and peculiar and clever? You could say, well, the preclear had confidence in me. This is true. Not because I'm me, but because when I audit, I am confident. You get that little different? All right. What was so peculiar about this session? Well, perhaps it was just this. Perhaps I looked at the case and recognized that the case should be advancing and wasn't. Now, perhaps that was the difference between the auditing I was giving this preclear and the auditing the preclear is being given by our classmates. That's probably the main thing. Because I knew the case ought to advance, and it wasn't advancing. So, therefore, there was something holding the case up that was significant and peculiar. I also knew this case had been in Dianetics and Scientology for a couple, 3 years. Well, what do we got? Anytime we're dealing with the business of living, and we're dealing with the most potent factors in livingness, why, we, of course, can skid and slip with them one way or the other, louse up a preclear somewhat. But at the same time, you can straighten him out as fast. Way back, way, way back, we could make blunders which couldn't be remedied by auditing with ease. But that hasn't been true for a year. It's been definitely untrue for a year. Any blunder is remedied by auditing. All right. Now, there's another case. A fellow creeping along with an eyelid flutter. Well, I grabbed him by the nape of the neck one day, and I says to him, I says, you're wondering if you have an eyelid flutter. You don't have an eyelid flutter. An eyelid flutter, have you ever seen a butterfly batting its wings very agitatedly? Get that speed. That's the eyelid flutter. The fellow's eyes are wide open, and then you ask him to close his eyes or something like that, and instantly you get this brrrr flutter. Oh, no, it's unmistakable. It's very peculiar. You don't see it around very much. Anyway, I noticed this fellow had an eyelid flutter, and so I knew that what he was getting audited out of him by his auditors was tapes. That's all. I mean, he was getting the day's lecture audited out. Naturally, that was the only thing that would be available there. Now, the shortcut on the case, of course, would have been the easy way to handle a case. Just say, the world is now sitting in front of you, very massive and very dense, and it is now moving in on you, and it is now totally enclosing you. Now, another world is moving in on you and is totally enclosing you, and he would have blasted out of it one way or the other. He just would have blasted out of it on my mock-ups. Hypnotized. Well, how did we break this hypnotic spell? We broke it mainly just by exteriorizing him and duplicating. What do you know? Real simple. Be 3 feet back of your head. Intended volition for him, you see. Be 3 feet back of your head. Left the door open for him to exhibit some volition. Well, with this flutter about to take off with his eyelids, you know, naturally it betokened no volition. I was right about this, by the way. The second I saw that fellow doing this, I knew that the tapes were being audited out of him every morning. So I asked his auditors how he was working, and they had recognized this, that the tapes were being audited. I didn't shoot them. I let them live, after all. They'll be messed someday, too. Edible. Anyhow, the point I'm making here is that this person would have had to exhibit volition. So I told him, you are 3 feet back of your head. Of course he was. Your vision of the room is now perfect. Of course it was. Now, B, it's a place where you entered the meshed universe. You are there. You are now here. You are now there. You are now here. You are now there. You are now here. You are now there. All of a sudden, the guy starts shaking his head and feeling groggy and so forth. And what's the matter? I don't know. Something's happened here. Something's happened. All right. Be at the place where you entered the meshed universe. You're there. Now, be here. You're here. Now, be at the place where you entered the meshed universe. Be here. Bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang. No eyelid flutter. This was about 8 minutes of auditing. He was out in hypnotic trance, and after that, his sessions counted. Why didn't they count before? Well, none of his auditors would have recognized what a hypnotized person would do if you told them to. Of course, they would account the fact if you said to a person who was hypnotized, be 3 feet back of your head, or you are 3 feet back of your head, they would have thought of this as he would have an illusion or a delusion that he was, that it wouldn't really be true. Well, how do you suppose you get moved around from planet to planet and lifespan to lifespan? Somebody baps you with a ray or something of the sort and says, you are now Queen Nefertiti, and you are now going to louse up King Nefertiti. That is the oldest trick in the universe. And some of these people you're trying to exteriorize have been kicked out of their heads and into other lives. One girl, by the way, who had the body of about an 8 or 10 year old girl. A physiological arrestment, if I ever saw it. And yet, who had the characteristics which bordered over toward the prostitute? Fascinating case, just because she looked so young and sweet and innocent and had such a record. I took this girl, and I was tracking back and researching at that time this business of being in other places and how did people get here and there and so on. We picked up an incident on the E-meter of her sitting on the curb with the most, as a little girl, she's about 8 years old, and the most gorgeous officer came along mounted on a beautiful horse and picked her up off the curb and put her across the pommel of his saddle and gave her some candy and took her down to the fortress. That's all, bud. They threw her in a cell, which was an electronic, radiation-type cell, and put a prostitute on the other bunk, and then moved the girl into the prostitute to pick up the characteristics to move her into the wife of a king who was giving them trouble politically, to disgrace the king. See, she was still running this crazy engram, round and round and round and round. Well, a lot of fun, we busted her out of that. She busted out of that, by the way. The process that was used on her to bust that out was self-analysis, next to the last list, and then self-analysis and mock-up. She was a black case, but she could still get mock-ups by covering them with blackness first. And she broke right straight out of it and got a physiological progression. Her body moved along. Now, I never did establish whether it was her as a Thetan that this had happened to, or whether it had happened to some ancestor or engram or something of the GE. Never separated these things. Didn't bother to or didn't try. Point is, we got her progressing physiologically, which is all we're trying to do. Now, that sounds very far-fetched and sounds very strange and peculiar, but people do this very often in operations. They move somebody out of their body. Their chit-chat and chatter-chatter will actually boost somebody who is very anatin off the operating table, out of his body, you might say, and up into the corner of the room, or clear back to the between lives area. These people report back. And they report back. They're very much out of order in reporting back. And if they report back and find their body and return, that's all right. But if they report back and find their body is now missing, the terrific faith they had in the Between Lives area gang to keep their body and preserve it forevermore is shattered at that point. And the individual after that operation be in a wonderful condition. Now, under Dianetics, you'd say, well, this is an engramic condition. What is the important part of the engram? It was the part of the engram which told them to move out of their body and so on. What kind of phrases might do this? Get out and go back, said to a nurse coming in the room or something of the sort, might re-register on the individual and exteriorize him and boot him out of his body. A lot of deaths on the operating table are caused by this, by the way. An individual is put into an anesthetic, and then the chitter-chatter is such that the Thetan is put into a high state of confusion and is booted out. And the body just lies there and doesn't come awake. There are bodies lying around, I dare say, in this very area in hospitals, which have simply been disenfranchised in that fashion. They don't got a Thetan in them. They're still working. You know, coma, we call this. Now, these factors I'm telling you about are not new, strange, or unreal. This happens to be a closer grip on reality than walking around saying we're all bodies and that we can't be removed from anywhere, because that leaves a tremendous amount of unexplained phenomena going on all the time. So if we take the general premise of existence, you know, this agreement of this society, this culture at this time, there is no soul, Everybody is a body. It's all a machine. And you're going to die and be dead forever. And if we take this as the general agreement, the scientific approach, we find out that we get just billions of unexplained phenomena. It doesn't run out to one or two. It just fills the whole universe full of unexplained phenomena. Now, let's take this other pattern of Thetan and the body and so forth. We can handle that. We not only get further in handling it that way, but we get an awful lot of phenomena explained, which was unexplained before. So which is the better system in terms of workability? Which is the better data in terms of workability? Well, the Thetan, the body, moving out of this body and into that body and so forth, is better data. Now, remember that your preclear may be, have been moved out of the body and have gotten into, and this is the other thing, could have happened in auditing. You get off that. He could have been moved out of his body and given a lot of strange or weird commands, told to find a lot of things or something of the sort, and he got re-stimulated because he had some old operation back there. He's been sent out to find things before, particularly his own body that he left in the safekeeping of somebody or other, and now it's gone. I had one fellow, by the way, run the awfulest rage at the Statler Hotel system. He left a body in a Statler Hotel, and they disposed of it. Recent, isn't it? He was mad. He never knew quite why he was mad at hotels in general. We finally got it down to the Statler Hotel. Now, we finally got it down to that. This individual had been exteriorizing and interiorizing at will. He exteriorized very easily. And I caught him as a schoolboy. He was about a 9-year-old schoolboy. I exteriorized him. He was mad at the Statler Hotel system at what happened to his last body. They evidently thought it was dead and took it and gave it an undertaking and buried it. That was the end of that. He had exteriorized carelessly. An individual is in pretty bad shape. A Thetan's in pretty bad shape, by the way, who permits this to happen to his body. And he must be very short on concentration. He's in foul shape. He deserts the body utterly, you see, and doesn't have any record of what's going on. He can't know what's going on in the body while he knows full well what's going on where he is. Shortage of attention units. All right. Now, as we go over this, however, we'll find such incidents cropping up this way. An auditor told the preclear to be 3 feet back of his head. Then the auditor said, all right, now, are you there? And the fellow said, yes. And the auditor says, well, where are you exactly? And the preclear said, well, back of my head. Well, where are you, back of your head? Well, some distance back of my head. Well, now, just give me exactly where you are, back of your head. And by this time, the guy's going, he's looking around all this, trying to find himself. It's one thing Thetan can't see is himself. Very hard to do. So, asking him where he's not is closer to truth. Asking him where he is makes him try to look at himself, which is, again, the old technique of put your attention on yourself. That's one of the oldest gimmicks that anybody uses to silence somebody or nail them down, is make them put their attention on themselves. The fellow's talking along, and he says, I just don't like girls. Well, you don't like girls. Well, that's quite obvious. Have you ever thought the fact that the girls probably don't like you? You know, put your attention on yourself. Well, the auditor's doing that when he says, where are you? All right, and then the auditor said, all right, now go over and find out what books there are in the library. Now you call off the titles of the books up there on the library shelf. Then the auditor hides a ring under a cushion, and he says, now, he says, come and tell me what's under this cushion. By that time, the preclear practically gives up. Unstable, very uncertain, new experience, all strange to him. He feels a little bit strange and degraded anyhow. He just lost a mass that he is very fond of, he thinks. And now he can't find things exactly, and his vision isn't on well. And so he pops back into his head. Now, you come along here another month or two later, and you say, all right, now be 3 feet back of your head. And he says, I can't move. I can't budge. Well, now, it isn't up to you at that moment to take the hard road. Let's take the easy road. Let's find out if he's been out of his head before in this lifetime. Have you been audited before? Has anybody moved you out of your head before? Asking him if anybody has ever asked him to be out of his head before, by the way, may turn on some type of an incident. Like an operation, not auditing. See, we're liable to immediately get a tale of having been almost killed and going someplace and never dared tell anybody that he'd gone there, and sure he was dead, but he wasn't dead, and he's been kind of dragging himself around ever since. The fellow'd never tell anybody that unless you ask him directly. Have you ever moved out before? Well, it's an obvious thing to ask him. Now, the other thing you'll find is the individual's gone through an auditing session, then he's gone home, he's got thinking about this, and all of a sudden he's moved out of his head just to see if it could be done. He's gone over and grabbed a hold of the drapes, he's stuck on the drapes, he's put a beam on the body, he couldn't get the beam turned off, it scared him half to death, and flip, he went back into his body and he hasn't been out since. Well, he obviously can't have messed because messed hangs on to him. The guy has an overdose of this consideration called gravity. Gravity is a consideration. And he carries the concept of gravity along with himself. It's a phaeton. So we find the individual having very strange ideas about what's going to happen to him if he gets out and holds on to something. He's going to stick there. That's what's going to happen to him. Messed grabs him. He doesn't grab messed. Well, how do you handle this? Well, let's run that session. We find out the biggest thing that happened to him was he didn't know. This was a cinch. He didn't know, and he couldn't let go. That's usually the real thing. He didn't know. That's the big stop. All right. We repair masses of the room in which this happened. We give him havingness in terms of the room in which it happened. We repair his havingness. We repair his knowingness. We could even just run the incident. A lot of ways to do it. The easiest one, by the way, though, is to repair the havingness. Just give him lots of masses of that room, lots of masses of that body, and lots of masses of that bed in an acceptable level. You know, he might find out that the wall was actually a very beautiful wall, but the only way it's acceptable to him is that the wallpaper's all torn off and hanging. Ran a freak not too long ago, found out his acceptance level of the childhood home was two rickety boards propped up one against the other to make a V, inverted V. That was his level of acceptance. Snapped in like mad after he did that. Well, anyway, our preclear then has had an experience, which is a bad experience, which is directly in parallel with what you're trying to get him to do. And if he's had a bad experience directly in parallel with what you're trying to get him to do, he, of course, made the postulate that it must never happen again. And he's probably running already on postulates that say things can only happen once, or I must be original, or something of this sort. You're not interested in what the postulate is. The thing to do is to find the area of the incident and remedy its havingness. That's the fastest way to do it. That's the quickest way. I tell you, even these very, very black flies can get acceptable things and snap in on them if you make them jockey around long enough. All right, so this is repairing a case. Patching a case up. All right, let's say for 3 weeks you've been auditing Bill, and at the first of this week, or 4 weeks you've been auditing somebody else, and then Bill, and then first of this week you all of a sudden got a new preclear. You haven't audited this preclear before. If you just took off and assumed that this case had just been running in a certain way and fashion, and you never did anything about the former auditing, Why, you're just going to set yourself up the nicest little failure you ever saw. It's lead pipe since there have been auditing breaks. Not code breaks, auditing breaks. This lousy auditing. You'll find that this is what normally he tells you. Well, I kept getting this big yellow light out in front of me, and it looked like the old lamp and so on, and the auditor said not to pay any attention to it and go on and do something else. But he said I couldn't get anything else but the lamp. Well, now that you're into avalanches and so forth, you're going to find out that somebody has abruptly and crudely stopped an avalanche and didn't let it run or something like that, and the guy's parked there with that avalanche. It's only the parallel, you see. It's only that you're trying to do what's already been done to the individual and been done poorly. See, it's only the fact that you're paralleling these two things that makes it strange and peculiar that you have to remedy auditing. It isn't auditing terribly aberrative or bad auditing. It's just the fact that you are now going straight up against what, in the field you're trying to do, are now heavy locks, you see, just because of that. So you have to remedy this. You can chase the preclear around if you've got the preclear vaguely exteriorized. Chase him around to his own room, the place he eats, the lecture hall, and the auditing rooms. But don't omit his own room, because he might have done some self-auditing, and he might have been audited there. And don't omit the fact that he may have been audited in somebody else's room. And don't omit the fact that he's probably been audited all over the place before he came to the unit. This means, in terms of patch-up, that you want to start the case when you really get down to brass tacks in the most optimum shape possible. So let's patch the case up and then start to audit it. And if you keep that in mind, you'll get that there's a slight difference. You're going to patch the case up and then you're going to start to audit it. You'll find that some of the patch-up work won't give you enormous gains that you can see. They'll just put the pre-clear back to battery again, put the pre-clear in state. Now, there are some people here that say of step ones, they have deteriorated in their certainty. Somebody must have sent them out to find things, or there must have been some invalidating sequence or another, which is peculiar to this. Now, I'll show you another way to patch up a step one in terms of certainty. We just go on the same pattern I was showing you this morning. I want you to do this, by the way, if you can. If you can't do it anyway while interiorized, because this is a light one and an easy one. Be about 10 feet back of your head. You are 10 feet back of your head. Now, duplicate the room. 10 feet back of your head. You're 10 feet back of your head and duplicate the room. Duplicate it again. Again. Duplicate it again. Duplicate the room again. Duplicate it again. And again. And again. And again. Now throw those duplicates away. Do anything you want with them. Doesn't matter. All right. Duplicate the room. Now change this duplicate around. Now duplicate what you've just gotten. And duplicate it, 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 and duplicate it. Now do whatever you please with those duplicates. All right, now duplicate the building. And duplicate it, 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 and duplicate it. Smash all the duplicates together. All right. Throw them away. Now, duplicate the building. Now, change it. Change it again. Change it again. Change it again. Change it again. Duplicate what you now have. And duplicate it, 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 and duplicate it. Smash the duplicates together. Do what you please with them. All right. Now, get a dog's body that you have exteriorized from. Let's just assume for a moment you've exteriorized from a dog's body, not your body. Now, pat the dog on the head and say, poor dog. Nice dog. And duplicate him, 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 and duplicate him. Smash them all together. Which please, will. Now let's get a horse body and say we've just exteriorized from this horse. That's what we are right now, a horse. We just exteriorized from this horse's body. You get the nice feeling of how nice it is to eat oats. You get the horse there. Now duplicate him and duplicate him and duplicate him and duplicate him and duplicate him. Okay, smash the duplicates together. Do what you please with the mats. Okay. Now, be the space back of your body. Space of your body. Space behind 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 your body. Space of your body. Space of the room. Space of the body. Space of the room, 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 space of the body. Get a body that is now acceptable to you. Be 10 feet back of it. Duplicate it, and 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 smash them all together. Throw them away. Okay, duplicate your body. Duplicate it again, 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 again. Smash them all together. Okay, give me 3 things you don't have to be certain of. Give me 3 things that won't make you unconscious. Give me 3 places you're not. Give me 3 things you don't want to be in the future. Three things you don't mind if you are in the future. Three places you're not. Give me some things now that don't make you unconscious instantly. All right, only those people who are exteriorized with fair or good certainty do this next one. Be up over Phoenix. Find a mass of rock. Be in the center of the mass of rock. Exteriorize from it. Interiorize into it. Exteriorize. Interiorize. Now make yourself move out of it. Now have yourself move into it. Now move in and out of it rapidly and with increasing rapidity. In and out of it. Okay, be over Phoenix. Be over Phoenix. Duplicate Phoenix. Duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, and change it into Chicago. Change it into Phoenix. Make it be a different color. Another color. Duplicate it, duplicate it. Throw it away. Be 10 feet back of your head. Give me some places you're not. All right, give me some things that you can have at this instant. Things you're very certain you can have. And some more places you're not. Okay, be where you please. End of session. Anybody's perception picked up now? That doesn't sound to me like very tough auditing. Does that sound like it's tough to do? Well, now, anybody whose case is deteriorated just needs some more of that. If this little span here didn't remedy it. Very easy to do. What happened to you? Oh, I'm talking about kicking people out of their bodies and hypnosis. You don't know where you went, huh? Good. Have something hit you in the face again and bring you to. Have something hit you in the face again and bring you to. Something hit you in the face and bring you to. Have something drift away from you and you become unconscious. Have something drift away and you become unconscious again. Something drift away and you become unconscious. Feel better? Something hit you in the face now and bring you to. Now have something hit you in the face and bring you to again. Something hit you in the face and bring you to. Something else hit you in the face and bring you to. Something else hit you in the face and bring you to. Now have something slide away from you and become unconscious. Have something do it again. Okay. We're talking about hypnosis. All right. Put the chair into a sudden hypnotic condition that'll surprise it. Put the ceiling into the same state. The table in front of you into the same state. Put your left foot into the same state. Your right foot into the same state. Wake your right foot up. Wake your left foot up. Huh? Okay, fine, fine. Good. Reverse the right side of your body and the left side. Reverse them back again. Reverse them back again. All right, and have the bulletin board become unconscious. Have it slapped in the face and brought to. All right, hypnotize the front door. Slap it and bring it to. Okay, hypnotize your necktie and have it go unconscious. Slap it and have it come to. Feeling better?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You bet. Now, here's the other thing we're going to do now, and everybody can do this. Let's get this. Let's everybody get this one. I want you to repeat the earliest automaticity that you remember having occurred in auditing. And duplicate it. The earliest automaticity which occurred in auditing that you can recall right now. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. And just continue to duplicate. All right, now let's pick up another automaticity which occurred in auditing, if you recall. Pick it out. Make it happen again. And duplicate it many times. Okay, now let's pick up another automaticity which has now probably occurred to you. Or occurred during auditing. And let's repeat it, duplicate it many times. Okay. Now, let's waste a machine that gives you things. Waste it for sure, a machine that gives you things. Now, somebody else waste a machine that gives them things. Get two other people and have one of those waste the machine of the other that gives the other things. Now have somebody waste your machine that gives you things. And you waste somebody else's machine that gives them things. All right, you have some kind of an idea of the machine now. Duplicate it. And duplicate it, 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 and pull all the masses together and put them on your head. Okay, let's find the two back corners of the room. Sit there and don't think. Okay, make up your mind when you're going to let go of them and let go. Let go of them again. All right. Now, let's take the worst session you've had. Duplicate it. And duplicate it. And change it. And duplicate the change. And duplicate it. Duplicate it. Move it somewhere else. And duplicate it, and duplicate it, and duplicate it, and change it. And duplicate it, 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 and throw it away. Okay. Now, one little note on this black machine. Some people around here are still getting some blackness. Probably. Just those people now, nobody else. And just those people that have some blackness as their chief worry. I want you to turn things in the vicinity black by keeping them from becoming black. All right. Now let's pick out some object and keep it from becoming black. Another object, ditto. Make it turn black by keeping it from becoming black now, please. Another object, ditto. Another object, ditto. Another object, ditto. Another object, ditto. Another one. Another one. Another one. You doing that? Make them turn black by keeping them from becoming black. All right. All right, just say, don't get black now, and kind of strain at it, keep it becoming black, and then turn it black. You probably have to do both actions now. Say, don't get black, and then make it get black. And I'll start picking up objects and saying, get black. Make them turn black. A lot of them. Okay. Now, get an object. Be yourself. Get an object which is not black and have it remain as it is. Try that again. And again. And again. Okay. Now, anybody who has a predominance of soft facsimiles, soft ridges, buttery, massy stuff, whose facsimiles aren't hard and sharp, anybody whose facsimiles aren't hard and sharp, close your eyes. Pick out a mass in the area and make it get buttery. You know, soft. You got another hard mass in the area, make it get soft. And another one. And another one. Let's continue to do that. More of them. Have them get soft. More of them. Have them get soft. Now pick out one and don't make it soft. Be yourself, pick out one, don't make it soft. If that one did, get another one. Okay, that working? To make some get soft? Okay. Now, put something up against the wall over there and make it go splat and form a hard plate. You know, some kind of liquid or something, make it go splat on the wall, black liquid or something, and make it form a hard plate. Another one. Another one. Another one. Now put up your own wall and put a liquid against it. Splap. I make the hardness of the wall you've put up, make it go into a hard plate. Do that. Now, get the idea of your own body going utterly soft. Whole body going soft. Now make it get hard. Now make it get soft. And hard. And soft. And hard. Okay. Now, anybody who can, now, if not before, let's be a distance back of the body. A distance back of the body. Any distance. And duplicate the room. And duplicate it, 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 and duplicate it. Push all the duplicates together. Make it into a hard mass. Push it in on yourself. Be where you please. Find your feet beneath the floor. Anybody's perception picked up here? Anybody's certainty of exteriorization picked up a little bit? Anybody's certainty of exteriorization picked up here? Okay. If you asked the pre-clear that, and he said, well, no, and his uncertainty of exteriorization is his prime worry, you can run a little straight wire. Give me some things that you're sure you're not in. And it straightens up a lot of certainty on this. Okay. Well, so much for that. That, in essence, is case patch-up. Okay. Well, you found out what's wrong.
Sure, I had enough what you doing to everybody else.
That's right. Remember I told you the first session here I gave you here, one of the first things I told you in this unit is stirring them up out of boil-offs and that sort of thing abruptly and so on is an abrupt change of survival pace.
I used to be so well experienced. I said, I'm scared of them to get away and lose my body because I knew he'd come along and kick my ass.
There's another test you should run on somebody who's exteriorized. Is get him used to having the body. This is another drill. It's not that kind of a drill. You don't catch him in boil-off and do that. But you get somebody who is exteriorized. And then you administer a gradient scale of sensation or pain to the body, which is up to tolerance for them so that it doesn't snap them back in. You could actually get them up to a point where you could cut their head off and they wouldn't snap back in. That's known as the pain test. Okay.